It's unclear what impact a prison sentence will have on a Skagway Assembly member's tenure. And Skagway ferry service during a dock refurbishment hinges on a Coast Guard waiver. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Last week, Skagway Assemblyman Dan Henry was sentenced to just over a year in federal prison. Henry was convicted of failing to file his income taxes over a four-year period. How Henry's prison sentence will impact his service on the Borough Assembly remains to be seen. Henry has served in Skagway government for about 20 years. His current three-year term doesn't end until 2017, but he's been ordered to report to a federal prison facility by November 1st of this year. That's about a month after municipal elections, in which two other assembly seats are up for grabs. Mayor Mark Schaefer briefly mentioned the predicament at an assembly meeting Thursday.
I think we're all aware of Assemblyman Henry's personal situation. I'm discussing this with the attorney on how we're going to proceed on the matter.
Schaefer and Henry did not return KHNS's requests for comment. The question of whether Henry's prison sentence disqualifies him from service on the assembly is up in the air. Skagway Borough Code says an assembly seat shall be declared vacant if a member is physically absent from the municipality for 90 consecutive days. But it has a caveat. The other assembly members have the power to excuse that member, allowing them to continue service. Henry could try to call in to assembly meetings, but members are limited to 4 call-ins within a calendar year. If Henry were to resign his seat or be excused, another question remains. Would the sitting assembly members appoint someone to the empty seat, or would voters get to decide in the October election? Orion Hansen was one of a few residents who spoke at the Thursday meeting asking for Henry's assembly seat to join the other two on the ballot.
And if there is to be a third vacancy on the assembly, I think it would be democratic to have that opportunity for the voters to vote on that in this upcoming election.
The two seats up for election this term are occupied by Spencer Morgan and Tim Cochran. As of Monday afternoon, no one had declared candidacy. At a meeting last week, Skagway Borough officials wondered aloud what was happening with the planned Skagway Ferry Dock refurbishment. The project could cut off local ferry service for months. Whether Skagway retains any service during the dock project depends on a Coast Guard waiver the Alaska Marine Highway hopes to acquire. Earlier this year, the Department of Transportation said if the ferry dock project were to happen this winter, it would probably mean a 2 to 3 month disruption in service for Skagway. But they said if the project were delayed until next winter, the Kennecott Ferry might be able to offer some limited service using one of Skagway's other docks. The Matanuska usually provides winter ferry service to Skagway, but that vessel is due for engine replacement next year, taking the boat out of service for most of the fall and winter of 2017. That's where the Kennecott might come in. It has to do with a certification that only some ferries hold. It's called a Safety of Life at Sea, or SOLAS certification. SOLAS is required for vessels that run in international waters. The Matanuska has it because its route includes Prince Rupert, British Columbia. The Kennecott is also SOLAS approved. Swapping in the Kennecott would be a good option for Skagway. Sailings would be less frequent, but they would be able to take passengers and vehicles. DOT spokesperson Jeremy Woodrow says that's because the ship is adaptable to different kinds of docks.
Because it has the ability to service docks that don't have floating ramps, and so we can go to fixed docks or use it as a vehicle elevator lift to allow cars to go on and off the ferry.
But Woodrow says his department doesn't want to use the Kennecott as the Matanuska's replacement. It's an expensive ship to run on a low-volume route.
It's a larger ship than we need, in Southeast, especially on the Prince River Run in the wintertime.
The Marine Highway would prefer to run the smaller, cheaper Malaspina while the Matanuska is laid up. There's just one problem. The Malaspina doesn't have a SOLAS certification because it usually sails the Bellingham, Washington to Southeast route. DOT has applied for a waiver with the Coast Guard to allow the Malaspina to operate without the certification on a short-term basis. Woodrow says he's not sure when they'll get word back from the Coast Guard.
We think that we will be able to receive that waiver, especially since it's just for a specific window. But it's really something that's in the air, and we're waiting to hear back from the Coast Guard.
The service that might be available to Skagway hinges on that waiver. DOT's and Skagway's interests are conflicted. It would be better for DOT to get the waiver and not have to use the expensive Kennecott. It would be better for Skagway if the waiver were denied, the project was put off till 2017, and the Kennecott sailed the Lynn Canal. If the Malaspina replaced the Matanuska instead, Skagway could lose ferry service for a few months. Though Woodrow says DOT is looking into other possibilities.
To see if there's a way to, at the very minimum, provide passenger-only service. Determination on that possibility has yet to be made.
Without ferries, Skagway residents would lose their most reliable form of transportation out of town. Flights from small airlines are often grounded due to weather conditions during the winter. Driving out of Skagway is contingent on the U.S.-Canada border being open and road conditions, which are also at the mercy of winter weather. At the most recent Skagway Borough Assembly meeting, resident Jan Rentmore noted that the ferry dock project was listed on DOT's website as tentatively going out to bid this month.
I think we should request that we have the opportunity, and they talked about mitigation of for interruption of service, and I think they should, before they go out to bid, they should talk about what their plan is for that with the community, and we can engage the community and the residents in some discussion of that.
Woodrow says he's not sure if DOT plans to get input from the community before finalizing a plan. He says the decision about whether to schedule the project this winter or next needs to happen soon, whether they hear back about the SOLAS waiver or not. In making that decision, Woodrow says DOT is between a rock and a hard place, weighing the importance of ferry service to Skagway, the need to repair a deteriorating dock, and the Marine Highway's dwindling finances. Tuesday's regular meeting, the Hainesboro Assembly will hear public testimony on a requested ATV tour permit in the vicinity of Flower Mountain by Alaska Mountain Guides. AMG applied to add the new excursion to its other permitted tour activities. The company's application to the Department of Natural Resources came through in mid-July. The state signed off on a 5-year permit. AMG wants to offer ATV tours on established forestry roads and trails in the lower Klehini River area and around Flower Mountain. The area is on Haines State Forest and DNR land. According to the borough, the tourism director, police chief, and harbor master have reviewed the proposed tour and have no objection. If approved, the tours would run from May through August. Up for adoption this week is an ordinance amending zoning restrictions to allow for multiple single-family residences in light industrial zones. The request was brought forward by a trailer park owner with hopes of constructing small, non-mobile homes. At the last assembly meeting, all members were in favor of moving forward with the idea. Up for introduction is an ordinance that would amend borough code to revise the process for changing the commercial ski tour area's map. The ordinance is recommended by the Tourism Advisory Board and Tourism Director. It suggests extending the timeline for requesting changes to the ski map. Lastly, the Assembly will go into executive session to discuss a letter from the attorney of residents Paul Nelson and Sue Waterhouse. The letter requests a formal apology and the reimbursement of legal fees accrued as a result of a trespass order against both Nelson and Waterhouse from the borough. The order was the result of an incident earlier this summer involving a former borough staff member. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday in Assembly Chambers. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.